We're happy to bring aboard Chris Spielman, former All-Pro linebacker. You can catch him on Fox. He has done an awful lot of 49er games throughout the seasons, and he's also the brother of Vikings general manager Rick Spielman. So to say he has some inside information for us is not an exaggeration. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good. Kirk Cousins tore his Achilles tendon in practice.
Wow. Well, breaking news. Let's go ahead. And
I don't have that much inside information, so there you go. I thought I'd make some up. But,
okay. Yeah. What's his record when hopping?
Yeah. Obviously, Chris, it's good to have you on here. This is a Vikings team that's really very similar to the 49ers. They run the ball more than they throw the ball. They play an awful lot of defense, and there's constantly a question of, can the quarterback prove his doubters wrong? It feels like like the same equation.
Well, similar offenses too, right? They all come from Mike Shanahan with Kubiak and adding his influence along with Kevin Stefanski and Rick Dennison and, of course, Kyle and what he's been able to do. And you guys have been on your show enough times to let you know what I thought of Kyle Shanahan as a coach and a play caller. And, you know, the receivers for the 49ers have stepped up in a big way. The running backs have been relatively healthy, and they're really good from every position. The guy that's really, I think, excelled this year and improved from year one to year two has been Fred Warner. I mean, he's just been a very underrated guy. And I don't know, because of the Bobby Wagners and the Luke Kuechlys of the world, I don't think Fred Warner has gotten the attention or the accolades that he deserves. So it should be a great game and similar teams. And the Vikings defense has finally started playing to their ability. I think they underachieved for the most part throughout the year, but they certainly looked good. And Coach Zimmer had a great game plan against the Saints.
One of the unusual things about Minnesota, I think, is not only that their defense took a while to get going this year, but that it also seemed like it took a while for Mike Zimmer, Kirk Cousins, the entire offensive side of the ball, to figure out who they were and what their identity was. A, is that your reading of it? And B, how unusual is it for a team to need as much time as Minnesota did to establish who and what they are?
Well, I mean, I think they wanted to be a physical football team, and I think they took that maybe to the extremes, and that's when you had guys complaining and whining about not getting the ball. The message was heard. They started being a little bit more balanced, and Kirk is certainly most effective, probably like most quarterbacks are, and Kirk's a very, very good play-action pass quarterback, just like Jimmy is and just like this offense is supposed to be. And so when you're able to execute that play-action pass like both teams are and you're able to have tight ends involved like both teams do, it puts a lot of pressure on defenses. And the biggest thing it does is it slows down good pass rushers. But we certainly know that the 49ers have good pass rushers. And, of course, the Vikings do with Danielle Hunter and Everson Griffin and some pretty good guys inside, Stephen Weatherly or whoever it may be. I mean, they – like most teams, and I think the 49ers, if I'm not mistaken, do a little bit of this. They'll have three or four defensive ends come in on obvious passing situations. Now, of course, you know, DeForest Buckner is an outstanding inside pass rusher. But so it's a game of matchups, and it always has been about matchups. And so whoever wins their individual matchups will win the game.
You mentioned the pass rushes both being highly touted and Fred Warner as sort of an underrated linebacker. I feel like the Vikings have their own with Eric Kendricks. And what in your mind sets him apart? Because I know you know the linebacker position and knowing this team pretty well.
I agree with you with Eric. I mean, in 2017, when the Vikes went to that NFC Championship game, I thought Eric was the MVP of that defense. He's very instinctive. I remember doing, when I was working for ESPN, doing college games at UCLA, and he was the one guy that I have a very high standard for linebackers, and I thought Eric was the one guy that was the most instinctive guy that I watched in college, and those instincts certainly carry over. He's really smart. He plays without hesitation. I don't know. I've on broadcast, I've talked to this. We know how running back, sometimes they'll see a hole and they'll take their shot and burst through the hole. Well, it's the same with linebackers. As long as you're doing your responsibility, if you see a hole, and like Fred and like Eric, they have the ability with great speed to play and great instincts to make tackles, not tackles that are 7 or 8 yards down the line of scrimmage, but tackles that are for loss or for, at the max, 1 or 2 yard gains. And, of course, both those guys are excellent in coverage. I believe I was reading a stat on one of the, whether it's Next Gen or PFF or whatever it is, that Eric was rated top coverage linebacker in the NFL. So they certainly ask him to do a lot of things, and he does it pretty well, and a pretty good effective blitzer when he's asked to do that.
Chris Spielman here on 95.7 The Game. What aspect of being a general manager takes up most of your brother's time?
Well, you're obviously responsible for personnel, right? I mean, most teams, and they have, I mean, Rick is, I think this is his second go around. He originally started in Miami, and now he got a second chance with Minnesota.
Right. Everyone's so got to get the hell out of there to have a shot, so congratulations.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think the best thing that, here's how I see the job, is that, first of all, there's got to be a working relationship with general manager and coach where they absolutely have to have the same vision, be on the same page, right? Everybody has to implement an analytics department. Everybody's Sashi Brown wasn't the first one to use analytics. Teams have been using analytics for years, and I think it's just been enhanced over the years. So you have to have that working in place. You have to have, certainly as a general manager, number one responsibility is to have the roster and manage the roster. You better have a good cap guy that's good with numbers, can tell you how you can manipulate the cap to work it to your advantage. Then, of course, his number one job is finding players. And it might not – here's where I think the difference between good general managers and good coaching relationships separate themselves. It might not be the player that coach or that general manager wants, but it might be the player that fits – best within the coach's system. And once you get that going, you got a pretty good teamwork between coaches and administration. And I think both the Vikings with Rick and Zim and with Kyle and John with the 49ers have that proper mix that you need to be successful.
Does this feel to you from where you sit like a game that will be decided early by the team that establishes the tone it wants to play at? Or will it be a game that gets decided late?
So I have the good fortune of talking to coaches all year, right? I mean, it's just one of the perks of the job and just talking ball, you know? And so, interestingly enough, in the first game of the season, we had the Vikings and Falcons. Coach Quinn did not want to meet with me because he thought that I would jeopardize my reputation and my job by saying, hey, you might throw the ball to Julio Jones, Jim, you better watch out. So I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I did talk to Coach Zimmer, and I just asked him basically describe an NFL game for me, just that simple of a question. And his answer was great, and it's been so true because probably for 90% of my games that I did this year, every game comes down to 7 or 10 plays. And if you make a majority of those 7 to 10 plays, you're going to win the game. And usually it comes down to who wins the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter. And I think that's how this game will go. Because, you know, we're down to the Elite Eight right now. And I would be very surprised if it's a blowout either way.
Chris, got to ask you anything that's Ohio State related. And obviously Nick Bosa has shown up and been everything the Niners wanted and a little bit more. Anything that surprises you about how good he was in year one?
No. I remember when Joey, I made that prediction about Joey when they were in San Diego and I was on radio down there and I was telling them that they, you know, they're going to get a great player right off the get-go. And the same is to be said about Nick because of their effort. I think the things that they do best is that they counter as well as anybody in the league. And if you watch, they play with such great pad level. First of all, they can play with flat backs and they turn at edge, but their counter moves, right? If their initial move is stopped, their hands are already working. And countering and trying to get the hands of the offensive lineman off, so their hand work is exceptional. It's probably the best in the league by both those guys, and I think that's what sets them apart. And they're both pretty darn good against the run, too.
Chris Spielman, a hell of a player, one of the great Buckeyes of all time. I got to ask, since you know all the parties involved, do you think Urban Meyer and the Browns end up together, since that's the last landing spot in the NFL for him? Is he interested?
Have you guys heard? I've heard he's turned the job down twice previously when it was opened up. So I don't know. I think they're, I haven't talked to Urban about this, but if I had to guess, I think the one job that intrigued him most was filled yesterday with the Cowboys, right? Because it's even said it on a television show, I believe. It's the Dallas Cowboys. So I don't know if that urge for him to get into coaching. I think the one thing that Urban struggles with, and he didn't have to worry much about it at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, or OSU, is, you know, what if you go on a three-game losing streak, right? Because he doesn't handle losing well. But I think also that he could learn that in the NFL, hey, if you go on a three-game losing streak, it doesn't matter. You know, you just got to get to 10-6 or 11-5, and you're probably getting in the fight. So I don't know. I don't know if he's interested in doing that. I think he would do great at any level as a president, as a general manager with people that have experience, because he can identify talent, and as a coach. I just don't know if he's ready to do that or not. If he is, I think it would be a great fit. I think Jimmy Haslam would love to take him, although Jimmy has come out and said, at least publicly, that he wants a guy in there with NFL head coaching experience. They need somebody in there that's strong. I mean, when they need somebody in there to tell Baker Mayfield that, hey, if I am trying to tell you how to do something, I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to hurt you.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that where Baker said, I don't need anybody to tell me anything. I know what I need to fix. And I think for players, I mean, Baker's got to stop punching down. He's a great player. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. Just stop picking fights, man. Nobody's interested in fighting you. Just, you know, we're trying to help you, not hurt you. I think that would be an advantage for Baker if he would just – it would help him to listen instead of trying to fight anybody that says anything to him.
Chris, thank you so much, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Really appreciate it. Any predictions? You want to lay something out there? 49ers, Vikings, who's living?
I just want to know, when I was on the show a year ago, everybody wanted to fire Shanahan and Lynch. Hmm. And I thought I was a guy that said, this team is going to be pretty good. And do people still want to fire Shanahan and Lynch, or are we all good now?
No, and it's specifically the reason why we called you back. You were way ahead of everyone.
No, I just think they've done a great job. And I knew this. I could see this coming, man. I just, once they got healthy and John's done a great job, it's a fun team to watch. So it's going to be a great game. Obviously, I want the Vikings to win. But I'm the 49ers are a team that, since I covered them so much last year, I just think they're a fun team, and they're a team that fits my personality. So we'll see.
It's got a great personality. Chris Spielman, thanks so much. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right. Take care, guys.